Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. This show is not like any other show out there. We tell the truth. No one controls what we say, and we're on a mission to expose what is going on in government on both sides of the aisle and in between. You can go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of the show, and thanks for listening in.
We're talking politics today. Caffeine, you're on the bench. Xanax, suit up. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
The core appeal of leftism to leftist customer groups like people of color, LGBTQXYZ, feminist women, etc. The core appeal of leftism to these customer groups is that it gives them, leftism gives them something that we on the right wing can never and will never give them. It's not just free access to stuff and money and resources, although it is that. That's not the main appeal. That is part of the appeal, but it's not the main appeal. The main thing leftism gives them that we can never give them is leftism gives them status. It gives them status that they have not earned. Leftism gives them status that they otherwise would not have.
Well, I literally can't argue with that. Well, it's true.
If I'd have known that, I'd have gone left a long time ago.
I want some status. Yeah. I would like some, please. Thank you. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty with me. How are you?
Good.
Really?
Yeah, really good.
That's a long shot from yesterday. My gosh, yeah, that's great.
Somebody told me I need to start lying.
It's the only way to go. Welcome to the show. Of course, we'll take your calls. I'd love to hear from you in this hour. We're going to tackle the Supreme Court rejecting the Remington case. They didn't reject it. They just won't hear it. Well, what's the difference? Anyway, we'll get to that because we have so much to say about that and some points to bring up that we're wondering if anyone's been thinking about. So we'll definitely bring that up. It's in regards to Sandy Hook and in the next hour. And in this hour, kind of interesting along the same lines is, but in a different fashion, would be Mojave County becoming a Second Amendment sanctuary of sorts. Second Amendment sanctuary. Not a sanctuary for anybody around the globe, but a Second Amendment sanctuary. So the county's Board of Supervisors unanimously passed the measure on the 4th. And I know we mentioned it on the show, but we never really talked about it. The resolution declaring the county to be a gun rights sanctuary was proposed by Board Chairman Hilde. Angius? Anyway, the purpose of the resolution is to send a message that the county will oppose any state or federal measures that would restrict a citizen's right to bear arms.
That's excellent.
Yeah. There is traction to implement gun control laws in Arizona. And they said, I refuse to let that happen here in Mojave County without a fight. And then in part, this is what the resolution states. The board affirms its support of the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution and declares Mojave County a Second Amendment sanctuary county. This board will not authorize or appropriate government funds, resources, employees, agencies, contractors, buildings, detention centers, or offices for the purpose of enforcing laws that unconstitutionally infringe on the people's right to keep and bear arms.
And that would be any law.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, there's lots of them on the books now.
Yeah. And so their county sheriff said the day they outlaw guns is the day your sheriff becomes an outlaw. Oh, those are some mean fighting words.
Well, and I may be moving.
Maybe moving to Mojave County. Mm-hmm. Each Republican on there said they told the supervisors they will fight gun control legislation. You know how that goes, though. They don't really fight it. They don't
politicians,
really...
what yeah, they say, well, to a sheriff, that's
right.
You can kind of trust them, but state representative, congressman.
So they said they found support with their local congressperson and senator, state senator, except that we know how that goes. They usually end up having some kind of reason to cave. A lot of people just do not stand up for it. I don't care what affiliation in politics you are. They just don't. They cave. And so there was a city in New Mexico that did the same thing in response to proposed gun control measures. And there actually was a city in California. I remember talking about that. We about fell over when we heard that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, so these resolutions are not new. And, you know, well, Victor Iverson here locally said, I don't think it's new that local governments feel the need to state what the majority of the citizens believe. Now, there's two sides to that. Number one, yeah, the fact that we have to draw a line in the sand and state something that's already done in our Constitution, okay, I get that. But nowadays, because we have so many infringements and so many excuses,
exactly,
then maybe the line's necessary. I don't know. You tell me. 888-673-1450. Are we just being wusses that we won't pass anything like that? Is this an excuse to be a wuss?
Well,
let's just say it.
None of them likes to go on record with anything. So
that's so true. So are we just being giant wusses, or are we saying, well, it's already in the Constitution, no need to do it? I just have a feeling that at the end of the day, we're going to be wusses here, and we're going to kind of use these excuses to sort of accept any sort of infringement. Now, you guys realize that with that Remington case, it's an infringement in the way of cutting supply, right? Because if you can go after the manufacturers, if the Supreme Court now is making it possible to go after the manufacturers, where does that land us with gun manufacturing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's cutting at its knees. That's an infringement too. But anyway, in 2013, the Utah Sheriff's Association sent an open letter to Obama declaring they would protect the right to the residents within their respective counties against any federal efforts to curtail the Second Amendment and Bill of Rights in general. So they also said no federal official will be permitted to descend upon our constituents and take from that what the Bill of Rights has given them. But they let them do it to the Bundys. We had a couple of Bundys in these counties down here, and they did it. They let them right in.
Not in Arizona.
No, I'm talking about Utah. Oh. Utah Sheriff's Association.
Oh yeah.
And I know that was more like the case instead of just taking a firearm from somebody. But we are asking. Utah is asking to be able to have the red flag laws.
Right.
So doesn't that go against red flag?
Yes.
I would think. I don't know. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
This is going to get some innocent people locked up in prison.
Well,
the ATF is not afraid of any state legislature or sheriff.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I know. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. It's a line in the sand that they're drawing to make it known that this, you know, particular county is not going for this. I always worry, though, in the heat of the moment, what's actually going to happen is what you're saying. In the heat of the moment.
Yeah.
Can they actually do it?
If the people had guts and the, you know, and they acted like men together, they could. The sheriff is French kissing buddies with the federal government. He relies on them for all of his war toys and extra money, and he's probably just a wuss to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So this is election year bravado.
Ah.
That poor guy in Kansas, when Kansas made suppressors legal as long as they were intrastate,
right,
you know, they don't cross state lines.
Right.
The ATF went right to that guy's house, packed him up. I've even forgotten his name. Nobody from the legislature cares.
Yeah.
A Republican in Congress is just as bad as your Republican in your local chapter of smaller organized crime.
This is why I'm very critical on the show of my own, because I see a lot of words being said, but when it comes down to the actions, I see a lot of them going for red flag laws and things that are so detrimental to our constitutionally what is supposed to be protected government right? God-given right. And so, yes, I'm very critical of our own conservatives, because we have to be, because we have to look at where we're being lied to. And you're right. On a case-by-case basis, they say, well, there was a reason for this one. And then there's a reason for this one, that we're not going to stand in their way of taking whatever it is from them. And so when it comes to the case-by-case, yeah, I can see the heat of the moment, a lot of excuses, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. When I see a sheriff give the ATF 20 minutes to get out of town,
mm-hmm,
I'll tip my hat to that guy.
Yeah, then you'll believe him. Yeah.
The posse could be as huge as he wants it to be.
Right.
If, The posse is every man 18 to 45.
There you go.
They can do whatever they want.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, I love your points. Thank you so much. Yep. Really, really appreciate it. Yeah, and he's right. I mean, we have to understand where we're not getting dealt with honestly. And that's why I said, is this fighting words? Are we being general wusses by not having fighting words, or are fighting words meaningless? Maybe they're, both.
They can be meaningless if nobody stands up to fight.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's nice to see this, and he's right. In election years, you're going to hear a lot more words come out of their mouths than you will action. But I have a huge problem with lawmakers in general and posing behind the word conservative or claiming the word liberal. They are out to usurp your rights, and they have been for years. That's why we're in the state of whatever we're in, even in the state of Utah. We are not a very constitutional state or a conservative state. And we have to recognize that at some point there's got to be a wake-up moment for Utah, I'm hoping.
Yeah. I kind of look at it anymore that if it's anything that infringes on firearms, then you can't even call it a law.
Right.
It's not a law.
Right.
Period.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard this term and I thought, man, does that say it all? It's lawfare. It's warfare law. It is politically driven, and it's turned into some sort of law without actually being law.
Right.
And so I have a problem with Supreme Court justices who say, well, the Constitution isn't as important as just following the law. Well, anything can be law now. And can it be lawfare? Can it be warfare law? Well, yes. And we have a lot of it going on right now. And it would be nice to know where the sheriff sits, to know where the Board of Commissioners sit on these kinds of issues. So I'm not opposed to hearing some of their words, but I just have a hard time believing at the end of the day they're actually going to protect. But would words make you feel better? Would it be better for you if they publicly came out and made a stand, knowing that if they don't abide by that, well, then, they're becoming very public about their statements? Because when Iverson said basically, well, we don't have to do that. Well, is this a moment of being a wuss, or is this a moment of, I don't want to tell you something that I'm not going to do? Or I don't want to tell you something that I might follow through with in case I don't. I don't know. All three of those sound negative. I'm sorry. But I just have a hard time believing anybody anymore. Maybe after doing this for 8 years, maybe that's where I've landed. I don't know. But I have a hard time believing any elected official. Why is that?
Yeah. Because they're liars.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, no, they are.
Well.
You don't have to sugarcoat it.
I see a lot of excuses. And like the caller was saying, at the end of the day, when they come for somebody, will there be a blanket of excuses as to why they have to allow that one? And then that one. And then that one. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know. I'm cynical. I'm so cynical, Kate. Urgh. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I'm breaking the rocks and the hot sun. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won. I needed money cause I'm hitting none. I fought the law and the law won.
Hi there, welcome back. Listening to the Kate Daly Show. So glad you are. You can call up 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. Things we'll be talking about in today's show. Rubio has coined a new phrase for capitalism called common good capitalism.
Common good capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
If you just take common and ism and cut out the good... It sounds like
it really does.
It's communism.
Rubio. Oh, man. Somebody's got some dirt on Rubio. That's all I have to say. A huge amount of dirt.
They might be holding his family.
Maybe
Cuba,
so. Yeah. Maybe so. He's such a socialist. And also, we're going to be talking about the Sandy Hook Remington case. We're going to be talking about all kinds of new stuff. All kinds of new stuff today. So I also want to talk in this hour about some news on the capture of the people they say are involved in the Mexico massacre and where they killed so many mothers and children. And no information, no cartel, nothing, not even how many were arrested, just we got them. Okay, be quiet. So yeah. That was interesting. Nothing. Zero.
Yeah, I saw a comment on that, and somebody said he thought there was 12 people arrested. They were all named Jose Garcia.
You're so,
it's
so
like
Uncle
Smith,
Milty.
You know.
Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kate, I'd like to weigh in on the thing you guys were talking
about.
The Mojave. The feckless, cowardly Republicans.
Well, I mean, there are quite a few of them. Yes, we have to call out our own all the time, just because we're getting run over by so many. Yep.
Yeah. The point I'd like to make, though, is, and again, I would point to California as an example.
Mm-hmm.
I go back, like I said, told you before, I'm as old as Milty, and. Mm-hmm. I remember Ronald Reagan used to be governor of California at one
time.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And you see what California is now.
Uh-huh.
Not only wouldn't he make it as governor, they would probably assassinate him even if he dared to run.
Yeah. Yeah.
With the climate that's in California today. Now, I think you guys in Utah are facing something similar because you're getting an influx
right.
of people from California who've actually helped destroy the state. Now they're coming into your state to help destroy it.
You know what?
And then,
know,
of course, they'll look for someplace else to go.
Well, you know what's interesting about that is there was an article yesterday about Boise telling all Californians to get out and don't go there because so many were coming to Boise, Idaho. I thought that was kind of funny, kind of interesting because I'm from California.
No.
Yeah, it's interesting.
They've done it on the East Coast, too. They completely destroyed New Hampshire from New York.
Mm-hmm.
And then they moved down into Florida, and they're completely destroying that state.
Mm.
And California is going over into Arizona and also into Texas, and you can see what they're doing there.
Mm-hmm.
The point is that I understand your frustration because I have the same frustration. I am no establishment GOPer by any stretch of the imagination.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a practical person, and I look at the entire picture here.
Mm-hmm.
And what I see is, if you don't use the only weapon you have, you drop that weapon because you're angry.
Mm-hmm.
You have nothing to fight these totalitarians who are on the left who control the Democratic Party.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at what Soros is doing. You look at how he's taken over these AG positions in this state, that's all for a reason. Soros just isn't Soros alone.
Mm-hmm.
Soros has a lot of billionaires who are aligned with him. He has the shadow party, which is actually the Democrat Party. He runs it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just his name that we put on because he's the easier one to detect because he's got, like I said, he's got these octopus organizations where it comes out from him, it funnels into these other organizations.
Right.
But the point is, we're facing a serious crisis. And if we don't use the weapon at our disposal to fight it, we're going to lose. And the entire country will be like California. Then what will we do? There will be no place to go.
Yeah.
When liberty, the light of liberty goes out in the United States, the world goes dark.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
There will be no place to go after that. Wilty, do you agree with me, sir?
I agree 100%. And to simplify it for those who don't think quite as deep, a dull knife is better than no weapon at all.
You're damn right, Melty. You're damn right. Amen.
Yeah.
Anybody who's been in a fight knows that.
Yep. So true. So true. Well,
thank
you. Okay,
anyway, I just wanted to throw that in.
Thanks.
I mean, we have to use the weapon at our disposal.
Yep.
And hey, look, the primaries is where we do it, Kate.
I know.
We've got to somehow vet these clowns.
Yep.
We can't put in these wishy-washy, milquetoast kind of Romney-type characters. We've actually got to put in fighters.
Yeah, I
and we don't need damn lawyers to do it. Let's get away from the law profession and actually go with actual human beings, huh?
Yeah.
Put them in. You know, this lawyer class just makes me sick.
Yeah.
I'm tired of them.
Yeah.
They twist everything. They don't care. They'll defend a serial killer the same as they'll defend a preacher or an innocent person or a choir boy. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
They have no connection to humanity at all, in my opinion, overall. All they know is the law, and the law is the law is the law.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Thank you.
Anyway.
Thank
that's
you.
That's my rant. I enjoy
well,
it.
Thank you. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done, rant. You know, there. Mm-hmm. I talk to a lot of people.
Right.
He is not alone in that anger.
Yep.
There's anger there.
I know.
And there's a lot of people like that. We're just getting
disgusted.
Well, it's
the betrayal. I feel heavily betrayed. And this isn't coming off the heels of what Mojave County did. Mojave County, to most, that'll look like a really positive move, and I get it.
And it may be.
And it may be. I think really and truly we have to look at the end of the day, in the heat of the moment, if they're coming after you, do you feel that your sheriff would defend you? And I mean really defend you. Or would he throw you to the wolves because they gave him a good excuse and he's the cowering type? Honestly, that's the problem. And we were talking on the break, Uncle Milty and I, about a couple of cases that you were just watching.
Well, I've gotten in the habit of... you know, there's a bunch of people across the country that are making these videos
mm-hmm.
when they get pulled over by the police. They
right.
make sure they videotape it, or they file to get copies mm-hmm. of the police videos mm-hmm. themselves. And some of them are really interesting to watch. Some
right.
of them look like put-ons. But, mm-hmm. but I saw one today where a guy was pulled over, and this didn't come from his own camera. This came mm-hmm. from a police camera.
Right.
And he gets pulled over, and the first thing the police officer says, he says, "Why did you pull me over?" The police officer says, "For failing to signal your turn."
Mm-hmm.
And the guy says, "No, I had my signal on." And then the officer changes it to, "No, you didn't signal you were not outside of 100 feet before you."
Crapola from
right.
police officers, I get it.
So
mm-hmm.
he changed that. So they're standing there talking, and he has the guy get out of the car. He orders him out of the car, has him stand at the back of the car. And you see another cop get in and start looking under the driver's seat.
Mm.
And the person was pulled over.
No
said,
authority.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no authority at all. Said, I didn't give you authority to search my car. And the police officer said, I don't need a warrant. I'm scared. That you
just
might
I'm
have a
scared?
I'm scared.
That was the defense.
I'm scared that you might have a weapon.
Yeah, that's not a warrant.
Yeah.
That's not a warrant.
No,
that's just a statement.
And he really seemed like he felt justified in saying that.
When somebody's defending their home against an intruder, that person doesn't get just get to say, I'm scared. End of story. End of argument.
No.
I mean, no, they're ran through the whole legal system and usually found guilty for defending their home because they were scared.
Right.
Oh,
and,
my gosh.
And, of course, the guy had firearm in the car. I mean,
of course.
And then right after that, there was another one where this couple were sitting in their house
mm-hmm.
and the police come in. They just
right.
walk in.
Right.
They bang on the door and walk in. And the guy's sitting there and he's got his camera on as they're coming in.
Mm-hmm.
He's sitting there and he says, why are you coming in my apartment?
Right.
And the police says, well, we got a call from somebody.
And they just came in.
Yeah, we got a call that there was a fight going on. And the guy looks around, he says, I don't see any fight. Now get out of my
house. Yeah.
And he didn't say it that nicely. But
right.
the police are sitting there trying to explain to him that once we have a call, that gives us
a warrant?
A right
wait,
and probable
what?
Cause to walk in and check things
so
out.
So that's the new warrant. Either
yeah.
I'm scared or I got a phone call.
We got an anonymous phone call.
Wow.
And
that sure gives a lot of leeway.
Yeah. And when the scariest part is that it's not like these cops are bully, mean cops. They're police that actually think
that they have,
that
the
they
right
have
to do that.
That right. Once somebody calls, that complaint alone gives them the right to do these
See,
things.
See, that's one of the scariest things to me is the law enforcement that thinks they can do things they can't. And when they're coming in to take your firearms and thinking or believing that they have the absolute right to do so without going through really the law, if you want to go there. I mean, do citizens know enough about their own rights to defend themselves in that situation?
No.
No. And is law enforcement ever schooled on the rights? Because when Chris Ann Hall, constitutional expert and attorney, came to my city to teach cops, this was rare. This is a rarity.
Yep.
And why are they not being schooled and instructed in that? Because it would be those cops that are coming to take something from you in event of this, or claim those two things, to come in and do what they want to do. Well, that's against the law. They don't have the authority to do that.
Your city, county, and state and federal governments don't want law enforcement officers to obey the Constitution.
Yeah.
So they tell them, here's the situation. Mm-hmm. They get trained by situational awareness.
That's,
a person calls and says there's something going on. Mm-hmm. You go investigate.
Yeah.
Do what you need to do.
Yep. This is why when I had our state DA on and he said asset forfeiture,
yeah.
He said, well, it gets the bad guy, so we get to do it. No. That's not how that works. So if the DA doesn't know that, if the sheriffs don't know the rules, because I had a sheriff say to me that the word sheriff isn't in the Constitution. Well, of course it's not. And so there's a lot of things that are unknown that they do not know. Of course, the word isn't in there. They didn't have that name back then. And so we're looking at a lot of people within this genre that have absolutely no idea what rights are. And then how do you expect them to uphold yours? And if the citizens don't know, then what? Then we're completely screwed. So whether a county sheriff gets up and says, this won't happen in my county, well, I'd like further discussion to know if he actually understands our rights. I mean, truly our rights, not just a blanket statement of Second Amendment rights, but I mean, truly understand what they can and cannot do. And that's how you'll know if your sheriff will stand up for you. I mean, really, isn't it? That's the litmus test right there.
Yeah. Well, that, and when you listen to these people talk, listen to how they say things. Like, if they say, well, yeah, no, I fully defend the rights that the Constitution gives you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's an incorrect statement. The Constitution doesn't give you any rights.
Yeah.
The Constitution says that the government can't take our rights.
Yep, you're right. That's the danger. So if somebody's going to put up some mean fighting words, that's good. But I want to know what their education status is in understanding rights. That'll tell you volumes.
Yeah.
Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
You know, we keep going to the same idea that, oh, we're really going to have to vote the right guy in. We just got to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing that for years now.
Mm-hmm.
What we need to do is combine, have meetings where we're like, you know what? One goes down, you put out a call, and everybody is there.
Right.
Standing, protesting against it. How come we're not like the Democrats? They get out there and they scream, yell, and do all this stuff, and we quiet like little mice, sit in a little corner, and then they're going to come in, take your gun, say your neighbor doesn't like you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? They don't have to tell you who reported it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They come in and just take your things, and you can't get them back, really. I mean, you know, they say it's really difficult to get your guns back.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of money, too, to fight.
Why don't we do something grassroots or, you know, just something to where we really have a system in place. Like anybody, you know, when the Bundys were there, if they had just been them standing there going, no, they would have been taken away.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was, they don't want crowd. They don't want anybody seeing what they're doing.
Yep.
And, you know?
Yeah. And on another note,
we need to make a fuss.
Right. On another note, these politicians that are in right now, for the sake of just total reality, who we have right now, if they don't hear from us, the citizens, if they don't hear about red flag, if they don't hear where people stand, they're going to be afraid that they're not reelected. And yeah, we cannot reelect them. That would be the first choice. But also let them know, because as they're merrily going along their way, they actually think that they're right on the money. They actually think that a conservative would vote against or for gun control. And so you have to let them know, like Don Ibsen, you better let him know how you feel about red flag, because he's out in the news a lot talking about red flag laws, but claims to be a conservative. So there's a problem there.
I fall back on the mail-in vote.
Yeah.
They are cheating. They are cheating. We're never going to get our guy in. And when we do, Mia Love, they take her in, brainwash her, do whatever, hand her a You know, here's position for you.
Well,
you know, so
Mia was worthless the second she got in. I mean, Mia didn't do a thing.
Well, they put her in the Black Caucus. But the thing is, if we all say one phone call out to the head person and then they put it out to everybody and everybody shows up anytime anybody has a problem like that, you know, find out what it was, what their deal was, and then stand and just say, you know, this is against our Constitution.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, they haven't been proven guilty, you know.
Yeah.
So I just think we have to do something different than the voting thing.
Yeah.
And that's where I was telling you a long time ago about the idea that if we all gathered, mostly if Kate Daly was heading it up, everybody would come. We get to know each other. And then and just like when Finicum hit their daughter's song, always made me cry.
Me too.
If we don't stand together, we're going to hang separately.
Thank you for that. I love your phone call. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You know, with today's technology, that actually is easy to do.
Yeah.
If you feel that way, get together and form groups.
Right.
And all you have to do is text each other.
Mm-hmm.
A quick text. And you're going to, if you make a text that's saying this, this, and this, this is going on, we need to show.
Right.
You're going to get to 75% of the people.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not going to get 100%,
you'd be
but
surprised.
You're going to get a huge number.
You'd be surprised how many cave dwellers, that's what they call us, cave dwellers there are. You'd be surprised. I can't believe they gave us that nickname. If that doesn't say betrayal and we think you guys are worthless out there, I don't know what does. But these Utah lawmakers around here, with the exception of one that didn't do this, call us cave dwellers. So,
you know, there's people that concur with certain laws, and there's people that don't.
Sure.
But if you're silent, the government takes that as that you concur.
That's true.
Unless you're outspoken that you disagree with them, then as far as they're concerned, you're okay with anything they do.
And
you have to speak out against things.
And I like this. My friend Phil Lyman, he is suing. He is now a Utah lawmaker, was a county commissioner. He is now suing the BLM for $10 million over his conviction for the ATV ride. The ATV ride that actually they said yes to, and then the guy denied, and I actually had tape of him saying, yes, you can take that ride. I played that on the air, that tape. And so he has every recourse to go after them. And we need to take steps like that. You've got to go against them. And then people need to support that action, because the BLM is can be one of the most unconstitutional branches of government as they go after people and do the things that they're doing. It is amazing what they get away with.
It is amazing. And the other thing we have to remember is it takes work and it takes time. This situation with Phil Lyman, that's 5 years in the making.
Yeah.
I mean, it took a long
time.
But
I'm glad he's taking all the steps to do it. Because lot of people could say, you know what, I'm a Utah lawmaker now and I'm not going to do that. But he's actually taking the steps to right that wrong. And he was. He was very wronged in that. And BLM went after him, and BLM had no authority to do what they did. In fact, BLM doesn't even have authority to exist, but nobody really wants to go after that. And so when we do go after that, we need the support, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm really grateful for you, the listening audience, because I know you're vast. And I know that we have a lot of listeners, and I mean a ton of listeners. And the reason being is because this resonates, I think, with a lot of conservatives out there that are watching our conservative base be hijacked into the Rhino base, into the Romney crowd, which if you ask a Romneyite about the Constitution, it's a blank stare. And there's a reason for that. It's been hijacked. We've got to be able to get that back. And I know all of you know what I'm talking about. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to this. This show would offend you. But this is why we talk about the Constitution on our show. You know, Romney would not come on the show. He skirted out at the last minute like a giant wuss bag because he wouldn't come and answer questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have respect for that. So he wanted only questions that he could vet, and he wanted to make sure only three people in Utah get to ask him questions all the time about being a senator in Utah. And our poor state was hijacked by Romney. And so we have to fight against all of this, or we're going to see a lot more of it. we're just going to continue to see the same thing. You know, mm-hmm. I'm a conservative. I love my family and I'm against abortion. Vote for me. And then let me get in and put forth red flag laws. I mean, that's basically what we're getting right now. And it's pretty horrific. Like I said, with the exception of one. I mean, that's pretty sad, isn't it?
Sure is. You know, in one way, that could really help is like the one caller said, you've got to use the weapons you have. So most of us at least feel the Republican Party is closer to how we feel.
Sure, sure.
Okay. But why not then get active and actually infiltrate the Republican Party?
With the Constitution. Isn't that sad that we have to do that?
And so at the local level, start building a Republican Party the way we want it to be, not the way it is.
Right. We're trying to reform what it is because there's not a lot of reforming going.
No.
I don't see a ton of actual reforming. And that's really a sad state of affairs right there. And I think it's really, I think what the motive or the goal is, for me anyway, it is to make sure that the sheriffs know what the Constitution is. I don't think most have even read it. I think that we need law enforcement to know the laws. I think that we need our lawmakers to understand that they should not be putting forth new laws. And yes, stop taxing us. And I mean, actually mean it. Don't just say that to get elected and then come up with some excuse. Because I remember I was talking to one lawmaker and here was the excuse. Well, they said if we didn't pass this tax or at least get it on the ballot, they were going to do something worse. I've never heard such a giant wussbag statement in all my life. I mean, I'm horrified for that lawmaker. And so that they believed that. We have to make sure that they're going in armed and knowing and understanding the Constitution. And they need a couple of Chris Ann Hall classes or more. They need, an understanding. The kind of person that runs for office often just doesn't care about that. What they care about is kind of like Romney before the debate, presidential debate. How do I look? How can I say that to get more votes? What can I say? It wasn't here I am with my principles. It was what can I say to get you to like me?
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of our biggest problems here in Utah.
That and the fact that too many people in authority operate by the golden rule.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The one that says he who holds the gold makes the rules. That golden rule.
There's that. Yeah, there's that. A couple of things. Michelle Obama coming to Salt Lake City to speak. Qualtrics 2020.
Well, that's exciting.
Can you even imagine lining up for that? Ugh. Ugh. I mean, I'd rather have three root canals. Three root canals with no pain shot whatsoever, please, instead of having to listen to Michelle Obama, who has absolutely nothing to offer in a speech whatsoever, except I don't even know what. I don't even know what she would possibly speak about. Lunch? Anyway, that and Las Vegas approved something kind of strange. Las Vegas approved paying for parking tickets with food donations to the homeless, but... this is coming from Activist Post. But this is so interesting because feeding the homeless is outlawed there. So we're getting some really weird laws in this country. And approving paying for parking tickets with food donations. That's an interesting one. How about this? How about making sure that we are, lowering fines and making sure that I just can't even believe how out of control it is. But this is a new one. This is interesting.
You know, I kind of like it.
Yeah.
First of all, it's going to create a lot of jobs because the city of Las Vegas is going to have to hire grocery checkers. So that when you bring your food down, they can ring it up to make sure the total's right.
There you go. I like that. And then also, they did allow parking tickets to be paid with school supplies, too. Yeah, they did. they want to boost the city's image. This is why they're doing it, if you're wondering why. It was all about boosting the image. Boosting
school
the image.
Supplies.
Well, it's boosting the image of mandatory taxation and countless punitive laws and roaming authoritative enforcement agencies. So this is how they bolster it up, is by saying you can pay your parking tickets with this.
If I ever get a ticket in Las Vegas, the first thing I'm going to do is go to a grocery store and buy all the expired markdown food I can get my hands on.
Oh, gosh. Also wanted to mention there was one other thing. It was the little kids. It wasn't it second graders. Second graders that were basically given all kinds of information on birth control, and they were passing out flyers to 7-year-olds. This comes to us from Daily Wire. The school passed out flyers to 7-year-olds discussing implants, pills, condoms, and more. If you don't think that our kids are not getting this kind of stuff, and I know maybe because your kid hasn't come home with something like this yet, that this was a children's elementary school doing this, and they were passing this out, and it was promoting a clinic hosted by Medical Volunteer Corps. And one side of the flyer advertised free birth control and pre-pregnancy services. If you don't think that wasn't that was no mistake. So the parents started speaking out. The parents are going to have to speak out again and again and again. This was in Sullivan County.
Yeah, the parents are speaking out, all except for those parents who have 7-year-olds that came home pregnant.
You know, it's, yeah. And then this parent said, since it's the school's job to give information to my child about, since when is it the school's job to give information to my child about child about birth control? When did the public schools decide they can teach my child issues regarding morality and sex? You know, they're getting more and more parental as we go.
But it's so absurd that somebody can ask that question, because they actually made this decision about 25 years ago.
They did. They did.
It's not new.
It isn't new. Nope, it isn't new. And a lot changed in 2012. So the year after I started radio, a lot changed. And I just, you know, we have to just be so careful. This is why I told my kids, no, you're not sending them to public school. There is absolutely no way in hell you're doing that. So no, for my dead body. So, and I meant it, because it's so scary now. I just can't even imagine. I can't even imagine it. So I sure hope that we are sounding the alarm bells right now. I really do. We have to have a section, at least, of our populace that isn't fully indoctrinated. Fully indoctrinated. It's getting bad. We're going to come right back, and I want to have just a great discussion about Remington and the Supreme Court decision. I have a lot to bring up, a lot of points, and I want to get your reaction to those points. So hopefully we'll keep it to national topics on the national show. This is a national topic, and I'll take your calls. Hopefully it'll be about that subject. Make sure you get in those submissions about the 80th floor. Send them to Kate at katedalyradio.com. I cannot wait to see them. And we'll be right back. Thank you for listening to The Kate Daly Show. You can go to The Kate Daly Show on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. Happy to see you there. And also message me. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of our live show.